This large metal panel is an installation by Yannis Kounellis. Kounellis was born in the port city of Piraeus in Greece. He moved at a fairly early age to Italy, where he began exhibiting paintings in the late 1950s. In the 1960s, he became associated with Arti Povera. This group often used materials found in nature or in culture, including classical fragments, industrial elements, blocks of granite, timber beams, stacks of prepared canvases, in fact, whatever seemed appropriate to express their ideas. Arti Povera, using such materials, makes it a European equivalent of minimalism. But in other ways, it's the exact opposite. Minimalism held an ideology about literal presence of materials used, wanting objects to be what they were themselves, with no reference to anything else. For Arti Povera artists, objects can tell stories, unleashing histories and narratives that may be read differently from one viewer to the next. This work runs like a narrative from left to right. At the far left, there's a gas flame that's burning with a hiss of transforming energy. For Kounellis, this represents a kind of rupture with the viewer's expectation of a representation. It's a dramatic thing in its own right. On the other hand, the flame can be read as symbolizing spiritual transformation. At a basic level, fire turns solid matter into air. In alchemy, this transformation is taken to be the means of transcending materiality to get to pure spiritual value. The fire is attached to a bed frame, and a bed frame, if you think about it, is a place where people sleep, die, probably get born and make love. It's a kind of locus of the whole human existence. It stands for human presence. The whole work is supported on panels that are also proportioned to human scale, underscoring the fact that this is a journey through a human life. The bed rests just above a steel house beam, and to the right there's a series of shelves that hold little bundles made with striped blanket material. Kounellis has said that anyone who has lived through a war or disaster knows the connotations of such bundles. Above the bundles, there's a flare of soot, showing where fire has been. To the right of that are fragments of wood that come from domestic furniture, indicating the everyday support or conditions for life. The next element in the middle of the work is a big black square, very matte, with a granular texture. Kounellis thinks of this as a painting within the work, all of which he has described as a continuation of his painting activity from the late 1950s. There is, however, a clear reference to the paintings of Casimir Malevich, in particular the Black Square of 1915. Malevich was a suprematist artist during the revolutionary period in Russia. The Black Square, on the one hand, is a radical denial of representation in art, and at the same time it's a portal onto the infinite. It's a space for contemplation, a kind of window beyond the material world, if you like. And then to the right of the square, there's a series of vertical shelves. Each one has soot above it. Kounellis once again thinks of this use of soot as a kind of painting. However, it does also recall votive oil lamps that can be seen in Greek and Eastern cemeteries, where lamps are placed on shelves around the walls, one for each of the departed. The flame from the oil lamp symbolizes passage from this world to the next. Kounellis has said that this soot suggests phantasms. We might then consider the story of the work as a journey from birth, imagining the future, to death and the possibility of life beyond death.